One rainy Saturday, with nothing to do, Esther decided it was time to confront her fears. Armed with a flashlight, a broom, and a bag of cookies, for bravery, of course, she tiptoed down the basement stairs. As she waved her flashlight around, she noticed something shiny peeking out from beneath an old moth-eaten rug. As I was getting into bed, I noticed a small fairy sitting under the wardrobe. It was crying. I bent down and picked it up. It was so upset it hardly seemed to notice or care. I set it down on the washstand and examined it. "What's the matter?" I asked. But it just went on sobbing its little heart out. So I said, "What is your name?" It looked up at me for a moment and then mumbled something like, "Pipskin Tinkle." But I couldn't get another word out of it. So I got out my flower pressing book and snap, I got it. Legend said that Luna was a guardian of the lake, protecting it with her enchanting songs. The villagers would gather by the shore, their faces lit with wonder, to listen to Luna's melodious howls that seemed to weave the stars into the night. A woman called Alice Tonks started grunting and rolling her eyes about and talking to somebody called Arthur Mayfield, but my granddad kept quiet. My grandma was a bit sad when we got home, so I made her a cup of Horlicks. She gave me 50 pence and I walked home with the dog. Started reading Animal Farm by George Orwell. I think I might like to be a vet when I grow up. "I'm exploring," Glenda replied proudly.
"Remember, it's not just about where you go, but who you meet along the way," advised Oliver. Glenda continued her journey and soon met a playful squirrel named Sammy. Sammy was busy gathering acorns but paused to chat.
"Want to help me gather some acorns, Glenda?" Sammy asked.
"No, thank you," said Glenda. "I have my own adventure." Almost before the words were out of his mouth, the rumble became a roar. And before the astonished gaze of onlookers, the mountain of barrels collapsed and came cascading out through the yard gates. Most of them stopped some distance away, but several bounced dangerously near to the audience. And one in particular seemed to have a life of its own, as it spun round a number of times and finally ended up with a loud crash against the side of the platform.